what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor, presented by the Barstool News Network. It is Thursday, September 24th, 2020. And boys, we've got live football, Stanley Cup Finals, NBA playoffs, or presidential debates on TV for the next, basically, week solid. And then after that, it's MLB playoffs and football season continued and more debates throughout October. So it's
and
just,
the NBA Finals. Yeah, you mm-hmm. can't go wrong.
And sweatshirts.
And sweatshirts. If the fall,
that's right.
It's mega, but it's mega fall because
and
you have
fall
because you have NBA finals, you have Stanley Cup finals, you have baseball is always in the fall. But yeah,
that's the thing I mm-hmm. miss the most since moving to Texas. What did we do that like 11 years ago? The fall. It doesn't exist here in Austin.
I got fall back when I moved to Reno.
Whew, so. In Northern Virginia, fall was very nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, Beav, you're in New York. You're gonna get some fall there.
High 81 cool. today. I'm not worried about it.
Nice.
High of 81? I think we were similar today, though.
Yeah. I'm stoked on the fall. Except how it affects people's immune systems.
How do you mean? You're worried about COVID
second
waiver.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is. I guess, like, I saw that cases are on the rise in some states. But
that's right, Beav. All you got to do is this. Pointing to my hat here, go to YouTube and you'll be just fine.
Talking about do your marijuana?
Yeah.
Yeah, reduce your receptors by 73%, according to that.
My receptors are about as low as they can get.
Exactly. Good. You're protecting yourself then. All right. Well, we got two main stories today from Wes and I, and then we got a lightning round from Mark and the Beav in the back. Wes, get us going.
Oh, wait, real quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's tease the radio. Everyone go to the radio show, get the serious thing.
Oh, but, shit.
One show that we're on radio again next month, by the way. Congratulations to us. We're going to be on for the next, foreseeable future. But go get Sirius. It's free. Get a free trial. And then if, it runs out, whatever, pay for it. But we're on, I think, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern time right now?
10 to 11. 10, we're staying 10 to 11. 10 to 11.
Yeah, we're staying.
And we're going to do a more in-depth thing of what just happened, where the U.S. apparently is not recognizing Alexander Lukashenko as the president of Belarus. We said, fuck him. So we'll talk about that more on the radio.
Yeah, that and some Putin stuff, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's get it going. No, that's okay. Guys, if there's one phrase that Joe Biden hates, it has to be one more take, Joe.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah. Why would he hate that? He gets a chance to get it right.
Why do you think you would hate that, Pat? All you right. Really,
it's
really,
funny joke,
really?
Funny joke, Pat.
Jesus Christ. Actually, it's probably, sir, your son is on the phone. He says it's urgent. And Hunter has really, you like that one, Pat? You want to shit on that one, too?
You're an idiot, because I wasn't insulting your joke. It was well done. I was expounding upon it, because, okay. You're just such a righty that you thought I was immediately attacking from a lefty.
I was going to say,
but
I think we just have a difference of opinion here.
Well,
Mark seemed
to think that the same thing that you're giving. Yeah.
Yes, no, because both your ears are tuned in. I was saying that if they were like one more take, Joe would be like, great, now I won't blow this take. I'll get a second chance.
I thought it was pretty clear that the joke was that he doesn't like risking it.
And my point about this being just preconceived is that, see, Pat's thinking of that in like the positive light, whereas Wes is thinking of it in the absolute most negative light possible. So we're just going to have some opposition, I think, on this one.
That's true. It's okay. I like it. It makes the show better.
Tensions are flaring as the election grows.
Anyways, guys, new report came out, and Hunter has really done it this time. We were discussing before taping, this might be the story that exposes Hunter Biden to many of Joe's loyal supporters. Hard to ignore this one. So what happened? Well, the Republican-led investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden has concluded. An 87-page report was released jointly by the Senate Homeland Security and Finance Committees, who conducted the investigation, and they found some interesting stuff.
Interesting timing to release.
Something tells me all 87 pages weren't glowing reviews of his behavior.
They weren't.
It's a lot of pages.
Yeah. First and foremost, Pat, I'm going to be fair. They found that Joe Biden can seemingly wash his hands of anything that went on with
Hunter.
I would
hope that you would be fair, Wes. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Good point.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, I'm just going to get it out of the way first. I'm not going to slam Hunter. I'm going to give Joe his clearance first, and that he can wash his hands of his involvement with Hunter's role in Burisma and how it quote affected U.S. policy toward Ukraine, even though it's not clear. So they're leaving a little door open there, which is disappointing for Republicans, especially Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley. I mean, if you look at Chuck Grassley, you can't really tell if he's disappointed or just won the lottery. But little door open there in the wording they put in the report. But those two had hoped the report would prove Biden is unfit for president, which it doesn't appear to have been the smoking gun, which
basically
they wish.
Basically just negligence, right?
No.
I mean, it's like, okay,
it
he
proves
made money.
His son is unfit to be a human being, but right. not.
Yes.
Right, but the Joe is just largely like ambivalent towards or didn't, you know, whatever. He hooked things up, but he didn't know what was going on necessarily.
He can kind of claim ignorance like Trump did with the Russian collusion. He's like, hey, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, the whole fucking thing was the key to Trump's impeachment, right? He wanted Kiev to investigate the Bidens and some military funding got withheld. Remember quid pro quo. We heard that about a million times. Nothing came of that, as we all know. The Senate high-fived him out of that mess. But now we get to see what Hunter was really up to, and it's not great. Again, it's not Joe doing this shit. It's his shithead dead brother, wife fucking son doing this.
Oh,
what a terrible description.
But it's true. That's the craziest part. Now, Hard Factor listeners, the Hard Ohive knows of Hunter's exploits. But I mean, if this is
there's
the first
you're hearing,
there's
nothing wrong
Google
with
Hunter.
Fucking your dead brother's wife. There's nothing
Whoa,
wrong.
What?
There's nothing wrong with that. What's what there is
when
something
you were
wrong
married
with
and had kids and then you cucked your old family.
He left his family.
We, yeah. I mean, do we know that? But the big
yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yes,
yes,
we do. And then he has kids with like
with
strippers
kids.
In Arkansas,
and
now
denying
he's got
it, and not paying, and he doesn't want to pay child support.
Strip
her
and
wait, what?
the big
you're,
thing
you're,
here
you're
is
running, you're running a shtick here.
The messed up part is when you fuck your dead brother's wife and then you leave her because like that's a Chinese
for a
finger
stripper
trap
which in is, Arkansas.
Well, what, did she not see the writing on the wall when he left his current family for her? So what
I'm
did
just
she
saying,
think was going to happen?
If you're coming into your nieces and nephews' lives as uncle daddy
and
you
leaving
really,
your sons and daughters,
you it's a lock in job. You know that's there's yeah. There's no. No
I
mean,
you would have
no
thought his
out.
First marriage would have been a lock in job, but no.
Yeah,
Hunter,
no
Hunter's
one's
given
marriage
himself
is
about
a lock
10 chances
in job.
I just
guys.
So you're, it's, you're okay with the leaving your family. You're okay with the fucking the dead brother's wife, but you don't like that he left the wife. Got it.
Okay.
I don't,
and
I
then,
don't think.
And then now, what does he do next? Yeah. He's got a bunch of shit that he did, right, Wes? This is we haven't even touched.
Well, I'm just saying on your tombstone, you don't want, Hunter Biden, dead brother, wife fucker. You know, you don't want that on
no,
your
there's
tombstone.
Nothing wrong with that, bro. She's lonely.
Okay.
She might need that warmth. You just can't.
He,
it gets complicated
with
there's
kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was married.
You don't know the ins and outs of their relationship.
Okay.
Child denier, you know, deadbeat, all those things. So the report also found that Hunter got paid from foreigners in China, Russia, and other places while Joe was VP. We're talking seven figures here. $3.5 million was wired to him from Elena Baturina, the richest woman in Russia and widow of the former mayor of Moscow. And that they had some kind of, quote, financial relationship. All of the 11 or 12 wire transfers were titled loan agreement and linked to a business Hunter was involved with that was making, like, tablets with some unnamed Chinese company that went bankrupt. It's about the shadiest shell company shit you can imagine. Also in that report, it was found that some of those funds were linked to some highly illegal things Hunter is into. Quote, they do confirm that Hunter Biden sent thousands of dollars to individuals who have either, one, been involved in transactions consistent with possible human trafficking, two, an association with the adult entertainment industry, and three, potential association with prostitution. So I'm not
really
worried.
That's Hunter's alley, though. That's
the
like his wheelhouse.
The trafficking is the one that's really damaging there.
Well, it's alarming, but I mean, that's you know his rap sheet. This is like that's right.
It is
talking about gorgeous Dre Biden.
Five of the big banks have all been specifically Deutsche Bank has been aware that they've been laundering money for human traffickers. So I'm curious where that fact came from.
They looked into U.S. Treasury fund transactions.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Dems are calling this a diversion away from how shitty Trump has handled COVID. Trump officials are calling the report, quote, stunning levels of corruption and breathtaking breaches of America's national security. Biden's campaign is calling out Senator Johnson for a, quote, foreign attack against the sovereignty of our elections with taxpayer dollars by promulgating a long disproven hardcore right wing conspiracy theory. So it's like tit for tat conspiracy theory. Dems promoted a Russian collusion conspiracy. Trump returned the favor with the Ukrainian conspiracy about Biden and altering government policy while in office. The one thing that we can be certain of is that Hunter Biden is a dirty dog. There's a thorn in Biden's side. It needs to be kept far away from the campaign.
Exactly it. I mean, if Joe Biden's not directly tied to this, then I don't really care. But I would prefer to see Hunter Biden nowhere near anything.
You'd like to have not stories about Joe closing his eyes and having Hunter describe what he should do next to him.
Yeah,
you don't want to hear about that anymore.
Right.
Hopefully he's not his confidant anymore.
You'd like to hear stories of any child of a high-profile politician not taking large, massive sums of money from foreign nationals. That's what you'd like to hear, too. I mean, regardless of Joe knew about this shit or not, like, this is fucked up. It's fucked up to do to your dad. It's like tempting, I'm sure, to take $3.5 million from Russia.
What he did to his dead brother, what he did to his wife, what he did to his kids, what he did to his lover, who was his dead brother's wife. He doesn't give a shit your relationship.
Yeah, Hunter does what Hunter wants.
Yeah, he doesn't fucking care.
They tried to warn the Obama administration.
He also has been ducking the rough and rowdy challenge from Donald Trump Jr. And that's almost more appalling than all this stuff. It's just horrible.
Like I was saying, they tried to warn Biden and Obama that this could be very problematic with their dealings with the Ukraine and the stuff that they were trying to, you know, institute without, you know, corruption over there. They made it look like a little bit difficult to say this while Biden's doing or Hunter's doing this over here and, you know, make it a little bit more legit over there. And the warnings fell on deaf ears. And that's in the report, too. So they tried to warn them that this shit was going on. They didn't really know exactly what was happening, but it seemed like they just kind of turned the blind eye and were like,
right, they're like,
fuck.
Hey, your son's probably super shady. They're like, oh, yeah, whatever, it's not killing anything.
Right. To me, you could sum the story up by getting Dennis Green when he was coach of the Vikings up and just replacing him to be like, Hunter Biden is who we thought he was.
Yep.
You know, like,
yep. So that's if anything else comes out. We'll see if anything else comes out. But right now, Biden is looking like he's, you know, it's the same thing with the Trump. It's not necessarily true with the, you know, all the Ukrainian ties and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, more to come. We'll update as it develops. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to another story where they are who we thought they were.
That's
the SCOTUS nominees. OK, it's probably going to be Amy Coney Barrett. Like we've been saying all week, she is the favorite at about 80 cents on Predict It and holding steady at that 80 cents. Barbara LaGoya is the second favorite at about 15 to 20. She ranges in there. And it's probably going to stay that way until the announcement comes on Saturday. Amy Coney Barrett is like an icon in the Catholic community. She's from New Orleans, went to Notre Dame. Like Brett Kavanaugh, is just another conservative Christian voice that they would look to add to the court. Also, she got into like a dust up with Dianne Feinstein in 2017, when she was being confirmed to her first appointment from Trump, which I think it was a circuit judge or something like that. And Feinstein said basically that she didn't believe that Coney Barrett could make good judgments without adhering too strictly to her Catholic dogma. So that became like a rallying cry for conservatives. So not only is Coney Barrett, you know, fitting the mold of what the Republican, you know, conservative Christian right would want to see in a judge, she's already been used as a lightning rod by Trump in the past. So that's the reason why
this would be big for the Catholics.
Right. it's already been a convenient bump for Trump in the past. So it's like it could come in again. But we'll talk about LaGoya and why she could post a challenge too. But you know, we talked a little bit, going back to why the vote's going to happen. We talked a little bit earlier this week about, is it going to get held up? You know, like, are there enough Republicans that are going to say, oh, I think it should be come after the election because they need to win their election or something? And there was people like Susan Collins and Murkowski, and there's some governors like Larry Hogan and people like that that said it should hold up. But no. Well, Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'll go after the Mitt Romney.
I'm just saying Mitt Romney came out and he was basically the one that was like, you know, we're talking about the Supreme Court. We're the Senate. He's going to promote somebody up. And his vote was the one that was for sure going to slam dunk it. So now all the Republicans that were even saying they were going to put up a stink in the first place after Mitt Romney came out and said he's going to vote for it, now all of them are backtracking too and saying, nope, full go. There is going to be a Supreme Court nomination and vote.
Vote. I'm predicted at 73 cents that the vote will be before November 3rd. Yeah, what I was going to say is, like, you know, but as is in politics, like, just like in 2016, Mitch McConnell pulled out all his dirty tricks. Well, now, you know, Chuck Schumer's trying to pull out his dirty tricks. He doesn't have as much power being in the minority, but he was looking into, like, classic political bullshit. He was looking into, like, this, like, nuclear bomb of this thing called, like, the two-hour rule, where you can't, like, have a meeting for, like, more than 2 hours, meaning, like, just nothing would get done at all. So, like, he would not, but then he said, I'm not going to do it because I do want, like, this important thing to go through and this House committee thing to go through. And, like, I was like, yeah, you basically just say the Congress isn't going to work if you enact the 2 hour rule.
Yeah.
But that's like a nuclear.
Well, you'd also lose the vote on November 3rd. You can't. Yeah, you can't, it's crazy. Do that.
So, like, but they're looking into all these, like, very minute.
Well, guys,
things.
It doesn't matter because Trump, this is breaking right before we tape the show. Trump defended pushing the vote forward for the Supreme Court justice. Because he says he thinks the election will end up in the Supreme Court, the presidential election, the results of it. Mm.
That's part of his rationale for it. He's been saying that though. Yeah, he said that in an interview, Pat, on Wednesday, right before we recorded. That's been part of the rationale from the Republicans all along is that you remember in Florida the 2000 election, 2004. Whatever, Gore versus Bush was decided by the Supreme Court when they stopped the recount in Florida.
That would be such a fitting end to 2020. Just a shitty, long, drawn out, like no one knows who won. Hmm.
It's going to be weird what happens because Trump in that same interview said the Democrats are pulling a scam. It's a scam, the mail-in voting thing. So he's really trying to sow dissent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Big time.
It doesn't really matter because he's going to get his way. The Republicans control the Senate. They also control the presidency right now. So all that is going to happen is, will the confirmation vote happen before the election on November 3rd or after the election before January 2nd? Because he's going to nominate either Amy Coney Barrett, who's the 48-year-old, you know, Catholic icon, or the underdog, Barbara LaGoya, a Latina America from Miami, 52-year-old. She served on the Florida Supreme Court, and she's allegedly just as conservative as Barrett. You know, whether you get, doesn't really matter. None of this matters besides who's going to actually be the pick, because he's going to pick one of these two women. He met with Barrett on Monday, and apparently that went well. He's going to meet with LaGoya in Miami on Friday, and he's going to make the selection on Saturday. And it basically sounds like you're going to get the political equivalent to an Antonin Scalia. And both of these women have different backgrounds, but they're somewhere in that range on the political spectrum. And one of them will be the next Supreme Court justice before January 2nd.
Unless was it Barbara Bade slips and they're trying to pump her up on predicted at one.
He had a list of five, but these are the two he's pushing someone through.
Yep.
All right. Guys, when I heard that at paintyourlife.com could give you an original painting by a world-class artist done by hand from a photo, I thought, what a great idea. I could send this as a gift to someone, and they will owe me a huge favor that I can call on at any point for the rest of my life. Oh yeah, you send someone a painting and they fucking owe you. I also thought, man, it must be expensive though, so I'll earn that favor. And then I found out really isn't that expensive, guys. So not bad. A beautiful painting of a loved one or a pet or a memory is also just the fucking best thing you can give someone. You can't get more thoughtful or sentimental unless you're J.C. Hall. That's the founder of Hallmark.
Oh, yeah, but he was actually he just wanted to make money.
No, I know. I agree.
Yeah, he was evil hearted.
I had to Google the founder of Hallmark, and I was like, is it Joe Hallmark? It's J.C. Hall. Yeah, I guess Hall and then Mark. I don't know. All right. Yep. If you want to give a truly meaningful gift, you've got to try paintyourlife.com. All jokes aside, get a professional hand painted portrait created from any photo or photos. You can put a couple photos together as long as it can merge into one at a truly affordable price. You choose like from a team of world class artists. You get to pick which one and work with them until every detail is perfect. It's a super easy to use platform. Once you get in it, like any bozo that doesn't know the internet or software apps or websites, you can totally navigate this thing in a matter of minutes and figure it out. It's a quick and easy process as well. You can get the photo like completely done in about 3 weeks and sent to you. So not bad. So it makes the best birthday gift, anniversary, wedding gift, or if you got some expendable cash in your walls blank itself. Fucking do it, you know? And at paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, just send it back and your money's refunded fully, which is just not going to happen because you're going to see the painting before they send it to you. And right now, at a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping, which is absurd. Have you guys ever heard of that? Like shipping a painting?
Not on a painting. There's too big to give free shipping.
I once bought a painting from a friend who was like, he's kind of struggling artist, was trying to help him out. And he charged me, he added $120 onto the total for shipping.
That's pretty standard. Easily. Yeah.
If you were to ship a painting at like the holiday season, a couple $100 minimum.
I think that painting's just in your garage now, if I remember correctly.
It is, yes.
Okay. Well, this one is going to be good enough that it's not going to be laying in the garage. It's going to be on your wall. And to get this special offer, text the word FACTOR to 64,000. That's FACTOR to 64,000. Text FACTOR, all caps, to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the matters that moment. The matters that matter most. The moments that matter most. Nailed it. The moments that matter most. Got it.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
One more take.
Celebrate the moments that matter the most to you. Paint your life.
You get it now, Pat?
No, I got it. Guys, yesterday a Jefferson County grand jury charged former Louisville police officer Brett Hankinson, one of the three officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor, with three counts of wanton endangerment of the first degree. Each count carries a maximum prison sentence of 5 years, so 15 years total max prison sentence. Hankinson was one of the three officers involved in the shooting and is the only one that will be charged, with the attorney general finding that the other two officers' use of force was justified. So I don't know if you guys, how deep you got into the Breonna Taylor thing, but this, regardless of what comes out facts-wise, what we do know is Hankinson went into the parking lot and then angrily fired 10 shots through the window of Breonna Taylor. But it was determined that the shot that killed her was not from Hankinson. So he was fired from the Louisville police officer 3 months after the shooting.
Who cares? The guys popped off 10 shots first and people followed suit after the other guy was firing back. Like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. The police chief says he wantonly and blindly fired 10 rounds into the apartment. And then an FBI crime lab later determined that Cosgrove, one of the other officers, fired the shot that killed Taylor. 6 bullets struck Miss Taylor. Only one shot was fatal. That I don't know. I was trying to figure out if any of the Hankinson shots struck her.
Hit her?
Or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what's going on, guys. There's unrest right now in Louisville. Obviously, we're taping
this is terrible news
in the evening on late Wednesday night. So
really terrible. Going into that ruling, and the city, they had called for state of emergency prior to the ruling coming out. So you knew that it was going to be lighter than what people were hoping for. But
what did they think the $12 million was going to?
Yeah, wanton. Is that like the equivalent of like a manslaughter charge? Because like, I mean, the guy was going on a no-knock warrant and just fires into the window.
He's on a $15,000 bail, I think. So no, I don't. I think he's getting. I don't even know if he's getting a felony charge.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. I mean, it's a grand jury. I believe wanton endangerment in the first degree is a felony.
You can see why that you know, charge is not going to sit well with a lot of people who are absolutely are upset.
Yeah, it's a class D felony.
Charge. Yeah, okay, but it's like a bullshit charge for what happened, and it's sad. It's sad what's going to come out of this. I hope everyone's safe. You know, I get people are going to be mad, but I hope there aren't more loss of life and buildings and cars. It just sucks. Just fucking sucks.
It sucks. I got some quotes. Well,
it's almost like they should be working on a police bill.
Or a stimulus bill that's not coming, but they're going to make sure to get Supreme Court justice in there.
Let's enact the two-hour rule.
Are there any major Supreme Court hearings coming up between now and November? No, fuck you guys. Fix us first, and then worry about your politics, you assholes. I got some quotes for you guys. This one is from Kentucky Attorney General Greg Daniel Cameron, who brought the charges. He said, "Sometimes the criminal law is not adequate to respond to a tragedy." This next quote is from the Taylor family, and they said, "This is not fully what we wanted, but this brings us closer to justice." This next one is from the attorney for Sergeant John Mattingly, who's one of the other officers. "The grand jury's decision to not indict Sergeant Mattingly or Detective Miles Cosgrove showed that the system worked." And then this next one's from the NAACP. "The justice system failed Breonna Taylor and as such failed us." In other news, guys, Donald Trump expanded his ban on racial sensitivity training for government employees to include contractors. They can't get racial sensitivity training either.
What?
Yeah. Back to the charges, though. I mean, like, it's so crazy because when you see, like, historically these charges, you're happy to see that the cops get anything, because in a lot of cases, historically, cops get off with nothing, right? And even in a situation like this, so you're happy to see some charges levied, and then obviously you read off the list of reactions there. Everybody's got it, like, pretty much opposite reactions from each other, because that's the way that this thing is represented in the courts. And you know, it's just hard to see how people are, like, how you move forward from there. You have such opposite reactions. You have people saying this is exactly what it should be done and that the officers shouldn't even have gotten anything. And then you have people saying it's a complete and utter failure. We're still sad. So far apart.
It's sad. Yeah, we're far apart. It's sad and it's going to get ugly. But let's move on. Because that shit sucks. Charles is up to his old tricks again. He's sending in banger stories and making our lives a little easier.
You skipped over predict it. You want me to do that now? Or?
Who's
going to talk about predict it all day?
I gave the odds on the judges, but we haven't.
I didn't know you were sneaking in there with predict it.
Wes
bad.
Is very sneaky with his
all right,
placements.
Yeah, no. Okay. Let's do predict it.
Okay. Hey, you guys know what's better than finding out your shithead son is fucking your dead son's wife? Winning money by gambling on politics.
If she's lonely, it's a good thing, man.
Pat,
yeah, but what about his first family?
He had a family.
You keep ignoring that part.
We don't know the dynamics of the relationship.
But he had kids. Do you think his kids wanted to have their aunt be their new mommy? Like, what are you talking about?
They probably did, honestly. Okay. That would have been, yeah.
All right.
Anyway, it's a lot better. Go to predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20. Get $20 on us when you sign up. You must deposit at least 20 to get the free 20. But we have requested some fun debate markets. We will keep you posted on those. Those are always a great way to dip your toe into the predicted lifestyle of winning money and having fun. Today's market, Florida again. The market officially flipped to favor Republicans on September 18th and keeps rising. The most recent ABC Washington Post polls have Trump ahead by 4 whole points. I think the overall polls still have Biden by like 1.2, but this is a big one, the most recent one.
Florida's going to be close.
Yeah. Right now you can get Trump winning Florida for about -120. So almost a double up. Looks like he is surging. Will he win in Florida again? Looking that way. Thoughts, guys? What do you think?
Yeah, I have Florida. I didn't pick a winner here. I picked that Florida would be like the closest state in terms of like votes. I picked Florida and what was the other one?
Arizona.
Arizona or Wisconsin?
Arizona. Yeah. Okay. Florida and Arizona.
Arizona. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that some people are pushing for LaGoya. She is a Florida woman.
And Latina
in hopes to push up Trump in places like Florida, Arizona, where there are a lot of Latino voters in the swing states. Yep. But you know, I don't know if that's going to put the finger on the scale. It seems like Trump is surging even before that, like you said. So, yeah. You know,
we also have a banger blog coming out. Our intern Bubba is helping us write, put together like a huge blog. We sent him, we all made a ton of picks in the past 48 hours on the election. And Bubba's going to put up this blog. It'll be from the Hard Factor account on Barstool Sports main page. And it's going to list all of our bets for the election. We're going to add to it and update, I think, this blog weekly. But look forward to that because there's a bunch of picks there.
Bet with us, fade us, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Anyway, go to predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20. Dip your toes in. It's just $20 to start and you get 40. Or you get 20 on us. If you don't like it, which is impossible, it's no loss to you. It's actually a free $20. So, yeah, get in now. A lot of fun coming up. This free election money. Season. Yeah, free money.
Guess who sent in this last story, guys?
We know. It's you Charles. Said it, Charles.
It's Charles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Charles. And I'm just going to go ahead and read the headline the verbatim. Beef,
can you go have a sit down with him since you're up in
is
NYC?
He in, is Charles in New York?
Oh, yeah.
We have pretty differing political viewpoints, but yeah, I think we can
then you can't sit down with him.
Yeah, I think we can have a sit down. Yeah, of course. We'll swerk it
building.
Together.
Building together, not.
I was making a joke. I was, yeah.
I know. We're coalition builders.
That's right.
Better together to make America great.
We got this new we got this new lobbyist pack. It's bipartisan for voting or for gambling. I mean, look, the headline is awesome. So I'm just going to read it. It goes: Russia arrest Jesus of Serbia, cult leader claiming to be the reincarnation of Christ. So, okay.
Great claim.
definitely arrest that nut job. Right? Mm-hmm. Sergei Torop, known to his followers as Viserion, the teacher, Jesus Christ, or the Jesus of Serbia.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often, honestly. Like
Viserion, the teacher. Sounds like a character in my Kingdoms of Amalur game.
Yeah. I just mean you can do this. Skyrim. This is something that people can do. It doesn't happen enough, if you ask me. Like you can say, I'm Jesus. And if you believe it enough, people will follow you.
This guy had a rock in like 30 years, Pat.
If you can do magic and look like Jesus enough, you're in.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to that, too. Two of his top aides were detained after a large operation, a sting operation to get them involving like multiple armed forces with armed troops and armed air and aircraft, like military aircraft. Like they really wanted to get this guy. And it happened on Tuesday. So very recently, by the way, Torop and his aides all kind of going with the Jesus look for long hair, although they're in their late 50s now. So it's all gray. But when Torop founded his church in 1991, the guy really looked like Jesus. Take a look at this picture. And let me share my screen here so that we can get it on the YouTube. Where's that share screen option?
I'll drop it in. It's all good. I see
one. Just pop it.
Yeah.
Okay. Pop that in. Yeah. See? Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Yeah. That's pretty Jesus.
I believe him. Who's going to argue with that? Originally, the ideology of the cult Torop put forward in the early 90s was that Jesus was watching over people from orbit close to Earth and that the Virgin Mary was running Russia. But people were probably asking too many questions about that. So he quickly pivoted and said, wait. I'm Jesus. And that worked better.
He's actually on Earth. He was kidding at first. He was saying he was in space watching the Earth from afar as
that's
a joke.
Right.
But then they passed the test and he's Jesus.
They're like, how far away from Earth's orbit? What is he orbiting? How many days does it take him to orbit? He's like, I'm Jesus, guys.
And they're like, we can't argue with that.
Yeah. And before he knew it, thousands and thousands of people believed him. And the majority of his followers were up there chilling in the chilly hamlets in remote Siberia. So keeping off people's radars a bit. They're just doing their own thing up there, brainwashing, you know. investigators said the
how
self
many people did he have?
They just said thousands.
Thousands?
Yeah, thousands up there.
Did it say how many he was banging?
Oh, all of them.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah.
They're clamoring 100%. To get close to him.
Yeah, that's the tough part. And this is just a PSA.
Look at the second picture. Pop this one in, too.
For anyone out there that ever comes across someone claiming to be Jesus, here's a good litmus test. If they try to bang you, not Jesus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. That's a good
point.
Yeah.
Good point.
But look at this beef. If you
look at the umbrella picture.
Look at the umbrella. Look at the umbrella picture.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. You got to pop that.
He's
in.
Wearing socks and his sandals too.
That's Investigators good. Said that the self-proclaimed Messiah and his aides solicited funds from disciples and emotionally abused them. So yeah, a cult. We get it. Like, nice job, investigators. Let's get those investigators on Jeopardy. A couple of geniuses. But yeah, I love this second picture. And if
they
you
made
look at
a
his,
stone throne for him, a throne.
If you
of
look
stones.
At the yeah, pompous asshole in his Jesus garb and his microphone, where he's spouting off a bunch of bullshit to people who will die for him, and under this amazing umbrella, which I would kill to have.
Yeah, that thing's awesome.
Yeah, you might wonder how Torup knew he was the reincarnation of Christ, guys. Do you wonder?
Yeah,
because he figured out how to be a cult leader.
That's it. Knowing he'd be asked this question after he couldn't get the orbiting Earth and the Virgin Mary running Russia, he came up with a very simple answer when asked. When he would tell people, "I felt something violently surging up from within me that had been held down until then." So all of a sudden, he realized he could swindle people, is what he forgot to say at the end. Yeah.
Can you imagine David Blaine dressing up as Jesus and going over there, not knowing who he is? Jesus.
He would kill. He would clean up.
He would clean up.
It's a bold move, man. It's a bold-ass move.
Yeah, well, that's why he said he wasn't lying when he said, I felt something violently surging up from within me that had been held down until then. That's his desire to become a scumbag. Like, you have to go all in.
He was like, I'm just going to con 1,000 people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He decided thousands it was 100% in for it.
Jesus' penis was bitten by the poisonous serpent again.
You gotta suck it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He probably had a few schemes going on for that kind of stuff.
I was trying to fight off these serpents.
We're all out of wafers, so it's just going to be my penis again in your mouth. The investigators had a meeting of their superior minds, and they say they're planning on charging Torup and his leaders with organizing an illegal religious organization and causing two or more people severe harm. And I'm assuming that the two or more people is tied to the string of suicides from his followers in the 90s, or the people that just died.
You also kill some people if you've been running a compound this long.
Apparently, a bunch of people died in the 90s and into the early 2000s.
He had to take care of business. Yeah,
it's described as from harsh living conditions. So he just like starved them to death. Like, what does that even mean? Like,
suicides are questionable there.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, when you run a cult, you're gonna have to tie up some loose ends over the years.
If you want to pop this last picture in beef, here's these old bastards. Now this is Torup in the bottom right.
Oh wow, yeah, not looking good.
He looks like a tour bus.
Yep.
Yeah. Now that's a plane with the Russian military that he's lucky he wasn't murdered. And that's going to do it for Hard Factor. Thanks so much for listening. Please leave us a 5-star review. If you've already done that, then just grab someone else's phone. I know that there are multiple phones in the apartment or house or wherever you are. There are. I know it. So just grab one that you haven't left a 5-star review on it, and then leave a 5-star review on that phone. Then that'd be great. Also, you know, you can, I was lucky enough before the show started, someone very generously DM'd me and started to sponsor me for the weight loss, the Fatathon. They said they're going to pay, they already donated, they're going to pay $5 a pound that I lose for the entire duration. So that's pretty generous.
That's going to get pricey for this.
It's going to get pricey.
This donating.
I encourage listeners to, you know, donate maybe $1 a pound or whatever you can afford for the other fellows. Not large. Fuck large. He's rich. He can afford to donate to the Willie Colon Foundation or whatever. Just kidding. Fund large too. If you got an extra dollar to spare or 40, because I'm probably going to lose like 40 pounds, go ahead and do that. DM us. We'd love that. And I don't know. What else?
We skipping Pat's last story?
Yeah, it's okay. We'll save it for next time.
Mark's skipping things left and right.
Yeah, I'm skipping it. We're skipping it.
Okay.
Cool. Sorry, Pat. That's going to do it for Hard Factor. Have a great fucking day.
See you later. Yeah. Reach out of space.